be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Help is now here. Thank God for help. Well, God wouldn't have sent us out by twos, amen, and told us to fellowship with one another and love one another. He wouldn't have created marriage if he didn't think that we needed what? Help, right? So help is absolutely essential. Listen to me. With any great thing that God wants to do in your life, help is an element. There has never been a man or woman of God, that ever did anything for God, God's way, without help. And if God didn't think we needed help, he wouldn't have given us the Holy Ghost, right? If God didn't think we needed help getting out of our condition that we got ourselves into with Adam and Eve, amen, he wouldn't have sent Jesus to help, right? Say help 5 times.
Help.
Well, in the 12-step program, you got to get to the point to where you say, hey, look, I need some. What?
Help.
Well, listen, church, as believers, Holy Ghost-filled believers, ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, guess what? You need help. And God said he would supply all of your needs according to his riches in heavenly places. Isn't that good? So whatever you're struggling at, or toward, there's help. And the Holy Ghost says to you tonight, you've got help if you want it. But if you want to do it on your own, go ahead. But you'll never accomplish God's plan without assistance. Amen? He's made us dependent upon God, right? He's made us dependent upon God. And he's not only made us dependent upon God, that's not enough. Look at somebody and say, that's not enough. Me and Jesus, that's all you need. No, you're wrong. Well, there's a part of Jesus you're going to find in him. There's a part of Jesus you're going to find in me. Somebody said, oh, you don't need this, you don't need all that. Yes, you do. He wouldn't have put it there if you didn't need it. That's why the Bible says, don't forsake the assembling together of the saints, because you need that help and that support. He gave you the fivefold ministry. One, to help. To help you become what God wants you to be and do what God wants you to do, right? Help! So you can't be so highly elevated in pride and so all alone and so all together. If you're all by yourself and you don't need a word of encouragement and you don't need a helping hand, amen, chances are you're not really doing the will of God. Because God's not going to let you bring about his miracle without sharing it, responsibility, with somebody else. And usually the thing you share, if you share the responsibility with someone else, guess what? You're going to share the blessing of that thing as well. So God doesn't want you to just get out there all by yourself and experience him. Do you know you're not even to experience God all by yourself? Isn't that wonderful? That you need help in that. And I was going out of my brother's house from his driveway, and I just heard it so clear, jumping on the Rayford Road, help is here. And we need to think about help in every area of our lives. Lord, I know that you're the supplier of help. Have I received the utmost of help? Now, I know you called me to do this, and I know you want me to do this, God, and I know you, if it's unbearable, God, I know you got help out there someplace. Well, I'm going to be talking about helps. Well, of course, you know we're going to be talking about helps ministry after this, right? For those that are going into that, that's the secular. But tonight, I want to be talking about the help, supernatural Holy Ghost help that the world doesn't know about. Holy Ghost help, angelic help, Help from on high. Somebody say, help from on high. Help from on high. Which gives you the edge. Israel was able to defeat every one of his enemies, and most of the time they defeated their enemies. Why? Help on high. Angelic help. Well, God wants to send you angelic help. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, the Bible says no weapon formed against me will ever prosper. Why? Because I got too much help. But in Hebrews chapter 1, 14, it says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Well, God's commissioned angels to make sure that you get your full salvation. Isn't that amazing? There are angels there to make it and to bring you into your deliverance. Help. Somebody say help. God is, whenever God wants to do something, he ups the angel grade. I guarantee you there are angels tonight, that thing that you're struggling in, that thing you're trying to do on your own, there are angels. They're not, God has sent ministering spirits to bring about his manifestation. If you learn to settle yourself and quiet yourself, you'll learn to flow with them. Amen. Can I tell you what? It's not just what we do in this building by ourselves. It's not what we do in our own ability and our own power, but there are angelic forces heavily at work doing what God wants done in this place. There are angels at work doing what God wants done in your life. There are angels at work trying to accomplish God's plan in your business. Aren't there not angels all about, ministering spirits all about, set about to bring about and to serve you and to bring about God's full salvation? If you learn to flow with God, and the Bible says he doesn't want us to be ignorant of spiritual things. And many people don't know the power of the Holy Ghost behind them. And not only that, many people don't know the power of the network of relationship that we have in the kingdom of God. You don't know that you command a great and mighty army in the name of Jesus. Many people are thinking about the demons that they get to push, but you don't know about those that God, those angelic, heavenly beings that God's assigned to you, amen, so that you might be able to accomplish his plan. There are certain things you can't do. Do you know that? But God told you to do those things. Don't you know there are certain things in your life that God's told you to do, but you can't do it? But he sent angelic forces about you and different skills and different abilities, different personalities about you and around you that you'd be able to do that thing. But you got to be able to pull on the help. He told one guy, look, you build this temple. And have the thing that God said, look, I want you to build that temple. That man didn't know anything about building nothing. He didn't know how to work with his hands. He was a king. But why would God require him to do something that he did not have the skill and ability within himself to do? But yet God said, I want you to do this thing. When God commissions you and calls you to do something, amen, he's already taken into account that he's going to be placing people in your life to do certain things. Amen? Help. And many people are not able to accomplish what God wants them to accomplish. Amen? Because they don't pull from the resources of help that God has for them. Why is my miracle there? Are you pulling from help beside you? Many people say, I can't get out of debt. I can't get out of debt. Well, maybe somebody beside you knows how to get you out of debt, knows how to help you budget. Somebody say, help. I can't knock this habit on my own. I just can't quit. I just can't quit. Well, you just can't do it. But God has already factored in that thing that you can't do. Help is there to get you out. And it's all right. See, God's creating a people. He's creating a church. Amen. In these last days, they're going to be what God wants them to be. But you're going to be what God wants you to be, not only from pulling on the help of the Holy Ghost, but pulling on the help of angelic forces in heaven and our brothers and sisters in Christ. The Bible says, are there not all ministering spirits about us sent to bring about salvation? Amen. Read that. Are there not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them? Minister for those who are heirs of salvation. Have you considered your help and your resources? You got a staff. Look at somebody and say, I got a staff in heaven. I'm heavenly equipped in heaven. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Last night when we were talking about, we said money go. Who do you think we were talking about? Money don't have legs. But you can talk to your staff and they can move it in the heavenlies. Amen? Amen? See, God, see, we're not getting out of there. Even in the house ministry, we're still talking about supernatural living, and we're still in Scripture right here. How many of you glad about that? Turn to chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and even transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? You're not going to be able to escape if you keep neglecting the provision that God's given to you. Be not ignorant concerning ministering spirits and angels. Ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation. If you are going to be an heir of salvation, be not ignorant of your ministering spirits that excel in strength beyond your natural strength. Isn't that wonderful? Those angels can excel in strength beyond your natural strength. But God will call their strength your strength. Isn't that wonderful? You don't see how you can lift a mountain and move a hill, but he's a commissioned angels, and he calls you all one because they hearken unto his word, which is in your heart, spoken out of your mouth, and they perform it. They can excel in strength beyond your natural strength. Are you excelling beyond your ability? That do his commandments, hearkening only unto the voice of the word. Isn't that amazing? They only hearken unto the voice of the word. And many people aren't excelling in their strength, which is angelic strength. You hear what I'm saying? Are you catching what I'm coming? That supernatural strength that God is telling you to move in, and that authority is telling you to move in, guess what? That's a staff. That's a network strength. When you call forth those things, Jesus ain't coming down off the throne to do nothing for you. He's already done it and given you authority to do those things. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, amen, and giving you everything you need. All you got to do is learn his voice and learn his words, amen, and say what he says, and those angels will carry it about. Angels who excel in strength to hearken unto the voice of God. And all you got to do is learn his voice, learn his language, and learn his words, amen, and move his kingdom. Do you understand what I'm talking about tonight? Many of us have got angels just sitting around with nothing to do. Nothing to do. Sitting their ears. Sitting their ears. Some of them probably hoping for you to knock off, amen, so they can get a reassignment. They can get reassigned. He can do it all, you know, because they are in league with you. Did you know that? They don't mind working. They don't have our mindset. Amen. They want an assignment because they know how God, they know that God is a rewarder. He rewards our works. And if God's going to reward you according to your labor, don't you want to be on a winning team? Don't you want to be with a coach that can command plays that'll win? There's a whole army before you that God's commissioned, and they're ready to win, and they're waiting for you to open your mouth and say the word and go forth so that they can do it. But we refuse to use Scripture. We want to do it in our own strength. They want to win the race. They want to defeat the devil. They want to push back the devil and his kingdom and his power, and they want to see you reign and come into authority so that they can hear the Father say as well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen? But they're going to get up there with lollipop stuff. Why weren't y'all these able to come to anything? Because that person that you assigned me with did it all in their own strength. They were ignorant of spiritual devices. They were ignorant of spiritual things. Amen? They were proud and high-minded. Amen? They didn't realize that they had a place and that the angels have their place and you have their place, but you can function together. Somebody say function. Function. You know what? As soon as you find out what you are and how you function, you can get more accomplished. Isn't it wonderful? It'd be like you're working on your business and you got to sell insurance. You got to sell, and you won't get off, stop answering the phone. Your business is not going to excel, right? Because you don't know what you're doing. You need to be doing what God told you to do so that those that work with you can do what they're supposed to do. There are many things where we just need to be confessing and commanding and speaking forth the word of God, amen, instead of trying to do that thing in our own strength, amen. There are things in your life and strongholds in your life and mountains in your life that you are not going to be able to take down in your flesh and in your own ability. There are devils that won't move unless you open your mouth and hearken unto the voice of God and speak the voice of God and let the angels that God's assigned to you carry those things forth. Somebody say, help. When we pray in the name of Jesus, we're praying the will of God. All of heaven responds to the word of God. Are there not angels all about us to minister unto us that are heirs of salvation? How many of you are glad about your health? I want you to do something. I want you to identify something that's your job. I want you to look at your circumstance and look at your situation. And I want you to see as God sees. Amen. There are many, 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 many stories of missionaries. There was missionaries that would be out there in the bush someplace, and the cannibals would be coming to eat them up. And then all of a sudden they see the cannibals running off, and they didn't know why they were running off. And then the cannibals would come back and tell them, I wasn't running because of you. It was that big army that you had with you that caused me to go back, that caused me to run in terror. Amen. The Holy Ghost is telling you tonight that you're not on your own. And you've got help. You got help on earth, and you got help in heaven. Amen. And you got help at the throne. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus is your help at the throne. You got help everywhere you turn, and you're not alone. Amen. Don't call God a liar. So use your help. Use your help in things that you're powerless with. God will send help to you. He'll send you help in every area. Isn't it one? All you got to do is say, Lord, help, because He wants you to win. He wants you to win. He doesn't want you to lose. He wants you to win. But if you'll take advantage of that help, He'll help you. You know what? We're nothing but helps. What you hear me doing, speaking right now, is nothing but help. My life, God's commissioned me to help you do what God told you to do and help you win. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Amen. When you see what we do, this whole place is built up to do nothing but help you win and help you accomplish what God told you to accomplish. And many people think it's something, well, you get behind the pastor and get behind his vision so he can do what God told him to do. And guess what God told him to do? God told him to help you do what God told you to do. It's a cycle. It's a circle. It's a circle. It's a circle. Help. But you got to realize and thank God for your help. Don't push your help away. And don't take it lightly. Amen. Now, how many are going to be more angelically minded? Amen. More Holy Ghost minded and more angelic minded. Amen. When you hearken unto the voice of God, you just speak the word of God. You just speak scripture. And you command it. And you watch your angels go about and minister salvation unto you. Isn't it wonderful? They're here. They're here. I mean, they're here and they're ready to go. They're ready to go. And I want you to use them. Amen. You do what God tells you to do, and they'll do what God tells them to do, and I'll do what God tells me to do, and we'll get the job done. Amen. Now, why don't you stand up and just start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are? Thank you. Isn't that enough just to learn on Wednesday night? Isn't that enough to learn on Wednesday night? We're going to be here on Friday night. You don't have to go on and on about something. You just got to put the word out there and let people take advantage of it. Amen. Let people take advantage of it. And I don't ever want you to live your life by yourself again. Amen. I want you to live your life in the power of the Holy Ghost. And I want you to know, I want you to develop a relationship with the Holy Ghost and a relationship with God. Amen. But I also want your spiritual understanding to be open to the help of divine, of angels and ministering spirits. Amen. They're all about you. Amen. They're all about you. They're all about you, ready to go forth. Amen. Ready to go forth, ready to go to work, amen? Ready to go to work, but if you would hear the things that they can't hear, if you would get to God and hear the things that they can't hear, and you can get the message across, amen, because you're on a team. I believe the angels probably went to the heart of the Father and said, Father, please teach your people, amen, how to function and how to flow and to be all that you call them to be so we can get this thing right. The Bible says they won't break rank in that last day. Well, they want you to take rank and take your authority in Jesus Christ so they can get the will of the Father done. They got a job to do just like you got a job to do. Amen? Praise God. Seated us with Christ in heavenly places. In these last days, we're going to see more angels. Now, we don't want to be following angels, but we're going to see more angelic more angelic intervention than ever before. Than ever before. We're going to see more angelic interventions than ever before. Amen. Than we've ever seen in our life before. Amen. Because, you know, when Jesus, at his coming, there were angels all about. They saw angels singing about his throne. They saw, you know, angels were very active at the birth of Christ, weren't they? Angels were very active. Whenever God was going to do something, angels got active. Well, it's finale time. Amen. It's finale time. Amen. There have been some angels sitting on the sideline. God says, now get in there. It's time to close this thing out. Amen. And some of the things that we need to do, I want y'all to be aware of it. Amen. So he's commissioned angels unto you. Amen. And he wants you to be aware of it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Jerry is so out there. I love that brother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. No, you don't have a shadow like a torrent and you're salad. Who's taking that higher? But I don't know, Stella Kachila, who's that higher? She can ask that a dosh to get a loose that about a hand and yes, city got the low static kitty. Bring it also. But I start a dosh to get a better dosh like a hitchy green in a hitter. Bring a dodo stella hit and a hun and a ha ha. Rather bad a dust all who she got a higher. She could have dad the dosh to get dollar bomb, but dosh to get a dealer, dodo I said that I'm a hand to dig a chicky daddy. Break a dolo loose to get a higher. Branga dala no stick a dealer, la baba das, stick a dealer, lo sa he chicadara huta. Branga dala lo sa de shakala haya. Branga da ha ha ha. Shall I bada no stick at a la babrosa de ganahana no stick in a hand, chicade, stick a doda shall a haya. Branga no stick a de haya, the rushiki. Branga dana no stick at a baha, but no stick a de la baha. And I prophesy by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I want you to be looking into papers, and I want you to be listening to your friends, unsaved and saved, and they're going to start to see angels at the mall. They're going to start to see angels at the mall. Why? Because there's territory that's now clean that needs to be occupied. You occupy it by prayer and confession. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You occupy it by prayer and confession, and they'll occupy it by possession. See, but you got to speak and you got to cover, amen? And you got to be led by the Holy Ghost and you got to speak things. And that's how you take territories, because you don't know. You be walking and praying in the Holy Ghost because there are some demons that are gone and there are some posts that are gone. And we need to position godly things there. We need to position warriors. You see, God, whenever God wanted to keep somebody out of something and something back, he would position an angel there. When he wanted to keep them out of the garden because they stood up and screwed it up and he wanted them to guard, the best guard you could ever do, you guard with prayers, amen? You guard with prayers. But then God sent big angels out there to guard that place, amen? Oh, and we don't have to succumb to the wiles of the devil anymore. Amen. The devil coming in the church, devil coming out of the church, devil killing people on the interstate and on the highway. You can commission angels, amen, to take their place and to guard and protect, amen, and to govern, amen, and to push back the forces of hell and to be on guard. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Did you know you can parent your children with angelic help? Did you know you can send angels? You can develop your faith and develop the word of the Holy Ghost so much. And the day is coming and it's now here. It did it in the Old Testament. Amen. In the Old Testament, they get so far out there and God said God loved people so much he had to send angels to pull them out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And some of you got relatives in some rough holes and in some crazy situations that won't come out, amen, because they won't believe anything. He's going to have to send angels at their side. They can't preach the gospel to them, but they can save their life so they can hear the word and deliver them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You need to put an angel on guard for your son. Amen. Pray for a big one that'll scare the hell out of them. Amen. Put a big one up there. Amen. Let them know the strength of God. Angels are not like the little angels you see out there on those pictures. Amen. They're not like them ones you see out there in the picture. They're mighty and strong. Amen. Strong. Strong. They carry out the word of God. God speaks it and they do it. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You want a bodyguard, you get your faith built, your confidence built. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody thank God. Yeah, they can war and they can battle. They can war and they can battle.
Yes.
You just got to get the right kind of words and the right kind of confession. And some people don't even believe that. They see it all through the Bible. Oh, that was the Old Testament. It was so nice. How many of you never seen an angel before? How many of you never seen an angel before? If you've never seen an angel before, raise your hand. If you've never seen an angel before, raise your hand. Well, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, my word, my word, my word. My word. Well, that's going to change. That's going to change. That's going to change. Oh, that's going to change. Oh, that's going to change. You're going to see more angels than the ones that are stuck on buildings. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You're going to see better angels than the ones stuck on buildings that you see in candle stores. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know that angels can come with words, but you got to guard? You got to check that word with Scripture? You got to check that word with Scripture to make sure it's on, because you don't want to be led astray. But I prophesy unto you that the ministry of angels, amen, is going to come to fruition, because people are more educated in Scripture now that they can start to declare things. And the Holy Ghost is saying unto you to get your prayer life together. To get your prayer life together so that you will learn how to flow. Watch God do what God does best. We have such a short time. You can pull all the stops out and go for God with all of your might and with all of your heart and with all of your ability. God is not playing games in these last days. Amen. Count yourself dead. You can count yourself dead. Dead to your own understanding and in your own way. But alive in Christ. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And God's going to increase our faith beyond religious talking. When we go to pray for people and we go to say things, amen? We get religious when we pray for people and we say things. And Lord, we just send angels over here and you don't even believe in them. Amen? You're going to develop a knowing. Your faith is going to turn from faith to knowing. He had a knowing faith. Faith is not wishing, but faith is knowing. And God is increasing our faith to knowing, amen, to where you're going to know the things of God and you're going to expect those things that you ask for to come to pass in Jesus' name. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us if we learn of God, amen. The Holy Ghost is in this place and the Holy Ghost is helping us and helping you. Why would he be telling you these things if he didn't want to love you and bless you and see you come and grow up and be strong in Jesus Christ and strong in the Word, strong in the anointing of God? Help. Well, the Bible says that God will demonstrate. Do y'all believe in demonstration? Well, Lord, to help their faith, to help their faith and to increase their faith, Father God, to increase their faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You said signs and wonders would accompany your word. Father God, I believe the word spoken tonight was not my word, but your word. You created angelic beings for a reason and for a purpose, and you're not finished with them yet, Father God, nor are you finished with us. So, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, right now in the name of Jesus, I speak into the heavenlies in the name of Jesus. I speak to heavenly beings and I say, you excel in strength and you hearken unto the word of God and you perform miracles right now in Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus' name. Angels with healing in your wings, move about right now. Angels that carry miracles. Angels that carry miracles, angels that carry miracles, you manifest in Jesus' name and do what God says do in the name of Jesus. You know, the days are short. We don't have much time to see God move, for him to demonstrate his power on the earth. There are not many days left where God can demonstrate his power on the earth. Take advantage of it now while you can. There are not many days left.
We bless your holy name.
Bless you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you.
You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.